So you've created a song. You have a melody, you have different pieces, you have the whole thing in place, and now you want to put some music to it. You want the drums and the bass and the keyboard and the second voicing, whatever. And so you are really here venturing into creating a new skill, because arranging music, knowing what the drums are playing, knowing what the bass is supposed to play or can play, knowing what the keyboard does, and how to mix it all so you get a really good sound to it all, is really a skill of itself. And it's a skill that most people don't appreciate when they hear music, because when we hear a song and we hear the music for that song, it's like it couldn't be any different. Because if we like the song, we think it's perfect often, and then we just look at the sound in the background of the singer or the solo, it's just, you know, that's just how that sounds. But we didn't see all the hours that went just trying to come up with the perfect natural sounding background for the song there. And so we don't really see and acknowledge that that is a skill. A skill as hard as anything else to learn. Or nothing's hard if you take it one step at a time, as we've been talking about. But you know what I mean. It takes time to learn it. And so if we expect of ourselves that we should be able to just, you know, sit down with our computer and then just produce the perfect track there with everything in order, and we're supposed to do that just because we're able to play guitar, then we are very wrong. And so it's very good to look at it and say, okay, do I know somebody who's better at this than I am? Or how am I going to work with this? Because there are really multiple ways of working with your song when you have it ready. Point one, you can just do your ideas and say, we got a verse, I have an idea for an intro, I've got a chorus here and a bridge. I know the chords of it, but I have no idea what the drums are going to play or what the bass player or what the keyboard player. I have no idea about all that. And then you can take that into the practicing environment with the guys and say to your drummer pal there, say, okay, here's a riff. What are we going to do about this? And then he comes up with something, and so the bass player comes up with something, and then you practice it, you rehearse it over and over again until you have a result. There's an even more lower practical way of doing this, and that is that you just throw in a couple of ideas. So you come in to rehearsal with the guys, just knowing that you have a chorus, you have an idea for a chorus, and then you come up with the verse as a group. So you're sitting, yeah, I've got an idea here, I got a riff, how about that? And then the singer tries to sing stuff, and then, oh, that's good. And then he tries to, you know, you jam your way to creating that song there. That is absolutely the most terrible way for me of creating anything, because I hate just the group work and it's tedious and it takes a long time. And I know there's a lot of people who do it this way, and so they like it. And maybe you like it. It's time demanding, but what you create there is a band. And every song that this band produces is really an expression of the entire team, of these people. And so that's a beautiful thing. And it's amazing when people can really do it that way. And so, but the next level really is to come into that practice environment there with the guys and say, okay, here we are, I have a song here, and I have this idea for the drums, I have this idea for the bass, and I'm not totally sure what we're going to do in the bridge, but how about you go ba du ga gung gung ba du ga du ga gung gung tika ba, and so on, until you sing it to the drummer, like I just did. And so you have this idea, you came to get this idea, or you arranged the music on your iPad or on your computer, or just by using a drum machine and a four-track recorder, something to get these ideas. So then each one of these musicians within the band can then take your ideas and say, okay, that's a nice foundation, that we're going to go with that. And then they can add their skills on top of that and say, instead of that going, I think I'll just go and then I'll do this and this and that. And you can't really do that because you're not a drummer. And the bass player is going to play roughly what you said, but then he's going to add, you know, the skills that he has for that instrument. And that's really the most productive way of working, in my perspective, that you come and you have ideas for each of the instruments, and then they can add whatever they feel is appropriate and cool to the song. And so that's what we're going to look at today. The last level is really where you have a complete arrangement of all the instruments. You know what every single instrument does, and you've recorded that. And then you give that to people, as I said in the beginning, and they just go home, practice it, they come back, and then you just, bam, play it. That is perhaps the most difficult thing. But you can set that as a goal. If that's what you want, then you can set it as a goal and then work towards it slowly while you build your skills as a guitarist as well. So if that's the skill level you want to come to, then just by all means, just go for it. But today, we're going to look at arranging as a way of creating, as a tool where you can, you know, come into the practice environment or rehearsal and then give these ideas to people so that you can get your results faster. And that's what we're going to look at. It's the same skill that you can use when you want to do a jam track, for instance, that you can put the drums and the bass and everything together there on top of your guitar riff or your backing track. So that's what we're going to look at, and it's going to be simple and easy. And that is really the two key words of what I'm going to show you, because it's important, because in this world, you can get programs or software that can give you every single option in the world. You can just put the EQ and the reverb to the drums, and you can adjust it for each and every single one of the drums. You can do everything. You have envelope filters and you have effects for everything. And the more options you have, the more buttons you can tweak and turn, the longer it's going to take you to get to the final result. And if you want to become a arranger and, you know, someone who can just take the whole thing to the end result, like a record producer, you know, you can just do everything. You have every single effect, control over every single element in that process, then I advise you to go in that direction. Then just take any, you know, some of the, you know, Logic or Cubase, I don't know what they're called these days, but any one of these complex programs, and then learn to, you know, work with every single element of it. But if your ambition is to reach a point where you can quickly do an arrangement and go practice with the guys, then you want to limit yourself. You simply want to either create a rule and say, I'm not going to touch any of the envelope filters, or I'm not going to touch the EQ of the drums, I'm just going to work with the presets of this program. Or you can do what I did lately or recently, is just pull that all the way and then use a program like GarageBand for the iPad, which is really, really simple and has so few settings that I'm often, you know, I want to do something else and then I can't, and then I thank myself for for choosing a program that has so few options that it forces me to just focus on the end result, which is coming up with a structure of what is going to be played, instead of every single detail and having to, you know, push and turn all the knobs, which takes time. It can, you know, it can not only double the time it takes you to get to your end result, it will, you know, it takes 10 times as longer when you, oh, those drums, if that bass drum had a little more punch to it, let me see, then you hear it the next day, and you, oh, that guitar is a bit too edgy, let me see, I'm going in. And that's a cool process. That's the process you want to go for if you're producing a record or going for the end result. But for your purposes, you might want to focus on just, you know, getting the job done. So you have that illustrative canvas that you can give to people and say, this is my thoughts on that. Play something like that. So that's what we're going to get to now. Let's look at the next video and get into the details. So let's look at my iPad and what I do when I'm, doing this. So let's move on.